This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and welcome to yet another episode of the Bizarro World edition of the show here, as the coronavirus scare seems to have taken over all of society. It's pretty nuts, and there's a lot of things that are changing and seem to be changing very quickly. If you want to join the show, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Stone.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
otherwise think. Known as nobody.
Good to have you here.
I just decided to borrow that name for a moment.
Good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for making it here, because there's like, it's crazy what's going on out there with people distancing themselves from other folks. A lot of people are super paranoid about this this thing. The people who are concerned about it are really concerned about it. But there are also people who aren't so concerned about it as well. Because how do you know who to really believe when it comes to this? How do you know? Do you trust the government? Because I don't.
See, I don't trust any of them, is the bottom line for me. And so I don't feel that I know how many people are dead in China. I don't feel that I know...
Yeah, I think it's a balance of how much work or how much sacrifice we're willing to put in based on a theoretical risk, because none of us, I think, have seen anything firsthand. So we're basically going on what's out there, what we can hear in the news from around the world. And a lot of people have died, so I think it's worth something as far as precautions.
Well, people are dying all the time. The question is, from what are they dying? Are they dying because the Chinese government has put them to death because they're dissidents and chalking them up as this mysterious coronavirus? Are they dying because this is a legitimate virus that is taking out the elderly and is a large threat to the population?
Yeah, and it could also be both, in that the Chinese may well have released the virus either accidentally or intentionally and used the existence of the virus to cover up a dissident sweep. And, you know, it's a very large organization. It can do many things at once. So it's, you know, I don't feel I know anything for sure. I don't feel there are any trustworthy authorities out there to ask.
I'd say it's worth the risk.
It's very disheartening.
It's worth the risk to come out, what we do here, talking to people, giving people a platform to talk to the world, ultimately is more important than saying hold up. And I think taking some simple precautions is merited, but as far as refusing to come out and do your job is not really warranted in this case.
Well, I definitely appreciate folks who are willing to take some risk. And we've been talking about, there's so much in the news to cover here. It's hard to really even know where to start. I know that nobody, you wanted to talk tonight about Facebook. And apparently they have been censoring, sort of like a what some people believe, I think it's like an automatic algorithmic censoring of various different related stories, coronavirus-related stories.
I've noticed coronavirus-related stories being killed. The story that they killed for me was,
meaning you posted a thing and it got taken down?
Yeah, as spam, and it was a pointer to the Conservative Journal article on Duncan Lemp.
This was the guy who was shot in his sleep recently by police.
So I put up a link to the article about Facebook censoring things and said, you know, what have you guys lost? What has been censored from you? And everything I got back was Duncan Lemp, coronavirus, and or economic effects. There is one about the likelihood that gas would hit 84 cents. That one
wouldn't that be amazing? When was the last time we had below dollar gas? The 90s? Late 90s?
Yeah, I would say probably
that's the last time I remember
90s.
It. Yeah.
I remember 212 in the early 2000s because I was watching gas prices very carefully because I was buying cigarettes in other states and selling them in Michigan, and if gas prices were relatively low, it made sense for me to drive to South Carolina. But if gas prices got relatively high, it made more sense for me to drive to Indiana, pay a lower price or a higher price for the cigarettes, but spend less on gas.
Did you shared a story here with me about Business Insider reporting on this. Did you want me to share something from that story? Should I?
Well, basically, I just wanted to give a couple examples of things that had been censored. So
apparently, they're not responding, according to the story here, to requests for comment about this. Multiple Facebook users reporting on Twitter that they found themselves unable to post articles from certain news outlets, including Business Insider, BuzzFeed, The Atlantic, and The Times of Israel. Facebook not responding to a request for comment. Facebook has sent many of its content moderators home, saying they will rely more on automated software instead. So this is essentially a machine that is doing all the work here, and presumably that's what does most of it anyway, so I'm not sure exactly, you know, what's different now, except maybe there's just not as many human beings to review review what it is that this thing is picking out. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in other tech-related news, and this is, to me, a pretty major story, the Seattle Times reporting actually from the Washington Post that the U.S. government is talking with Facebook and Google and other tech companies about how they can use location data gleaned from your phones, your smartphones, to combat the coronavirus. At least that's the cover story.
Well, I'll tell you, there's only one way to combat the surveillance virus, and that is to quarantine your phone, okay? And that means don't take it with you if you don't have to. Put it in a Faraday bag if you can get one and you do have to, because they don't care about your consent. They will do this if they can do this, and I'm sure they've got enough dirt on Zuckerberg that he will
do what they
want him to do.
They're talking about tracking whether people are keeping one another at safe distances to stem the outbreak. Public health experts are interested in the possibility that private sector companies could compile the data in anonymous aggregated form, which they could then use to map the spread of the infection. Well, how exactly would that work? How would anonymous information about people's cell phone locations be able to help map the spread of the infection? If it's anonymous, then you wouldn't know which of the users have the infection.
The only way I can see would be the way they're detecting this thing is through body temperature. So if there was a way to get your body temperature into your phone, if there were sufficient sensors on the phone for that, maybe, or if there was a USB edition.
I mean, some of the fitness buffs have like those fitness watches or whatever, right? Where that might be able to monitor your body temperature.
Yeah, that would almost certainly be able to monitor your body temperature. But of course, not everybody has those, and you're not wearing them all the time. The thing that I think is likely is that it will be anonymous until such time as you're identified as having the virus or being a person of interest, in which case I think it will be quickly de-anonymized.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Yeah, I am not going to be carrying my phone. That's been becoming my practice for a while now, and I don't trust my phone anymore.
Well, you shouldn't have trusted it in the first place. I mean, they've been able to track those things since before, you know, back when they were dumb phones, before they were even smartphones. They were still dangerous back then. 855 450 free. We can talk more about it, and you can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here. We're still alive, thankfully. You can join us if you are similar. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. You can talk about whatever you want on the air with us. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our Discord server, for instance, over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop in there where the chat continues. There's a coronavirus chat channel in there where there's just posts of interesting news articles and opinions and things like that throughout the day and throughout the night. So you can tune in there to get some of the latest info. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian
Stone.
And nobody.
Also, have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then this may be your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. You can check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the Internet's a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. You can check out intercoin.org. And listeners must know that Free Talk Live has received $40,000 worth of tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for this advertising. And that has to do with certain SEC rules that apply to Intercoin. So,
can you sell some of those?
I don't believe that's possible due to whatever these SEC rules are.
They're locked coins.
I can't speak to exactly how it works because I didn't cut this particular deal, but my recollection is there's probably some sort of a limit, like there's like a time lock on it or something to where
right.
It's some kind of an I don't want to say what it is. Maybe it's a security or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if you, one of the ways you can prevent your coin from inflating itself to death is have early investors with locked their portfolio, and that gives them incentive to do that, which is good for the value of the coin until they unlock it.
So you can join us here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's start here with Joseph in Lynn, Massachusetts. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm a second-time caller. I'm glad. I hope you can make it a little louder on hold. Keep it a little louder on here. I'm a blind person. I think, Ian, this is a disgrace what's going on. I know about the viruses. Can I give a plug for someone you may want to have on as a guest?
We don't really do guests, but you're welcome to say what you want.
Okay, yeah, he has a website, criticalhealthnews.com, and they have experts on there. They're on other shows like Coast. And they say all you have to do, because the virus is going to take you no matter what, some people. You know, it always works that way, like flu. Just build up your immune system. Is a doctor that works there, and years of research. And
I completely agree that it's much more important as our primary concern, our personal health.
What's your name? I didn't get
Stone.
Huh?
Stone.
Oh, Stone. Hi. Yeah, to take all the vitamins and nutrients, but not to close the country down. You know, I'm blind, and up here in Lynn, all the restaurants, stores, restaurants are only open for takeout. That's ridiculous. You're slowing it down isn't going to, it's just going to make it worse, going to prolong it.
Well, it is important to have a strong immune system. I noticed that my dog never got sick, so I started walking around outside and then licking my feet. And I never get sick or very rarely.
These people, like when Obama was president, whether you agree or you didn't agree, one thing I do agree he did is when the flu season came, he let it ride. I think he told people you got to do this. I mean, I can't take the shots. I'm allergic, or it bothers me. But that's the way it is. I can take some. But doing this, what they did to this country, what happens if they have a shelter in place? What are you guys going to do? And so what do people like me do?
Oh, I plan to go out.
Yeah, but you'll be arrested.
I don't care.
They're not going to arrest everybody. And arresting people, actually, that would open them up to a lot of liability, not just for the false arrest, for violating civil liberties. But also the increased dangers of keeping people in confinement with other people. They're all getting their food from the same source, and government is not very reliable to be your containment provider.
Well, then again, if the Chinese can use the virus as cover to eliminate dissidents, then the Americans can do that, too. Mm-hmm. They're not lily white and pure.
Oh,
they
I
have
agree.
No problem whacking people they don't like. And I'll mention JFK and Martin Luther King.
Sure.
And
what about this man that you guys said got killed in his sleep? But my other question is, what's his 6-foot bit? I can understand if they want to quarantine people, okay, you can have a few people eat at the same time. But they're thinking of Boston here, of building a containment center, and I hope they treat people good. If they ever do this again, a bunch of us will be, because I don't like being alone in an apartment like this. It's very hard for me. I have no family. They don't care.
When you say, what is the 6-foot bit, what are you referring to?
The 6-foot bit, you have to be 6 feet away from somebody or something.
Yeah, you're not supposed to get within 6 feet of
people. No, wait, is this a government order?
When you're out and about.
Is this an
it's
order or is this a recommendation?
Order, it's a recommendation. It's called social distancing.
Now it's an order in Boston. They're trying to make it an order. If people don't do it, there's trouble. I mean, if you want to...
Massachusetts. I feel bad for you guys, man. I mean, it's not that much better up here in New Hampshire, especially after this governor gangster Sununu has completely cracked down on freedom here, because we also now have the similar restaurant and bar restrictions that you mentioned, where it's takeout and or delivery only at this point.
Nobody has the authority to do that. Nobody has the authority under the Constitution.
And Trump agrees with it.
They are getting away with it.
I'm disappointed in him. Trump agrees with it.
Well, Trump is a tyrant just like the rest of them, Joseph. I mean, the fact is, he may be a little bit less experienced at it, but he's got plenty of people around him that have been in government for a long time, and they're telling him what to do.
I think Trump was brought in as a sheepdog. There was a certain segment of the political public that was getting away, that was losing faith in the two-party system. So I think Trump was brought in pretty much as a ringer to...
May I ask you about all the questions, if I may? What do you do if you're going to contain... How can you, in your opinion, do you think that some sort of containment is necessary for the virus, or if people get infected, because it will eventually go away? I mean... You know, when you go out in the crowd, they close all the sports stadiums.
It won't. Maybe it'll keep coming back like the flu comes back,
season. If you were President Ian and Stone, how would you handle the situation? You're now the president. Let's just role play.
I would shut down the government if I were the president.
That's a great first start, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I tend to agree with what you suggested earlier, Joseph, and thank you for the call tonight, that let the thing run its damn course. And if people end up perishing from it, they're going to... I just don't think that destroying freedom is worth it.
You spin off every government service into its own private version where the people who were participating can continue to participate in a management or equity-holding role.
Yeah, and I think you touched on this the other night, Nobody, as a candidate for governor in New Hampshire, pointing out that, hey, let people make their own decisions. Yeah, if you want to quarantine yourself, quarantine yourself. If you want to distance yourself from people, then distance yourself. Don't force everybody else to live under this insanity. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate passes a multi-billion-dollar emergency aid package to help Americans suffering from the economic impacts of the coronavirus. The package, which the House already approved, now heads to President Trump's desk, where he's expected to sign it. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the best stimulus package is the one that lets you continue to work and earn a paycheck.
I want to stimulate the economy, but it's impossible to stimulate it when it's locked down. If I gave you your paycheck, that would be enough to get you through until we can find a way to fully deal with the virus. Your paycheck plus $1,000 doesn't do you any good. Instead of getting a government check, I want you to get your paycheck as much as possible.
And the company that operates 200 malls in the United States says they'll be closing due to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, it's Ian Stone and nobody in the studio here tonight. Nobody, if you had to describe Forkfest to somebody who'd never heard of it before, how would you do it?
Well, Forkfest is a liberty camping festival. We go out every year, and it's a group of liberty lovers, or at least liberty tolerators, who go out, we go camping, a lot of us will run little businesses in our, off our campsites to feed each other and keep each other in souvenirs and drugs and whatever we may need.
Chiropractic.
We've had chiropractors there, massage girls, we've had strippers, we've had,
have there been strippers at Forkfest?
I think so. Maybe that was just at Porkfest. If you've been to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then I would say that Porkfest is to minarchy as Forkfest is to anarchy.
Yeah, I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
Forkfest, by the way, happens coming up very – I mean, sooner than you think. It's like 3 months away.
Mm-hmm.
Forkfest 2020, it's going to be June 29th until July 5th. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and nobody I'm sorry, not nobody. No one can cancel this thing except for the owner of the park. And so far, from what I understand, Rogers Campground is not closed. Of course, they haven't even opened yet. They're closed during the wintertime. So presuming Rogers Campground continues to accept campers in the summertime, then ForkFest will be happening because there's no board of directors to make some sort of arbitrary decision that there will be no ForkFest because, well, there is no ForkFest, really. It's just a bunch of libertarians coming to the same campground and calling it ForkFest. Taryn Lupo has been calling it ForkFest Classic, which I think is fantastic. You've called it Band Camp, B-A-N-N-E-D.
The fun time at Band Camp?
Yeah. So it's fun stuff. If you want to go to ForkFest.party, you can go there. There's a link to a Telegram chat room that's pretty active with people talking about ForkFest 2020. Again, June 29th until July 5th. So we were talking...
The bottom line with cancellation is if you show up for ForkFest, wasn't canceled.
Yeah, it's on. Well, hopefully at least one other person will show up in addition to you.
Well, I will be there unless I'm dead.
I'm going to be there as
dying.
Well. Yeah, that's my plan.
Ditto.
So, yeah, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We've already got our RV site reserved. So you can reserve your campsite over at Rogers Campground. Just give them a call. During the winter months, they do have limited hours. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I believe, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you call during those hours, Eastern time, you will likely get somebody in the office who can take your reservation. So again, June 29th until July 5th, ForkFest 2020, the fourth year happening after the Porcupine Freedom Festival this time around. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. We were talking about how the government gang in D.C. is in talks with Facebook, Google, and other tech companies to try to get data on Americans' phones locations. They say this is somehow going to help them compile information about the infection.
It'll help them compile a lot of information.
It's going to be useful for the government, but I don't think it's for the reasons they're saying. This is the excuse. Okay, in the same way that they've always wanted an excuse to have a total police state, well, now they have it. Now that everybody is, not everybody, but now that a lot of people are afraid, and I would say irrationally, of the coronavirus situation, I'm sure a lot of people differ with me on that, but that's just, you know, that's my opinion on this. You're welcome to call in about it if you want. But now that a lot of people are in a complete fear mindset, that is when the government can swing in and do its worst. That is when they can take away as many freedoms as they can possibly cut out in one fell swoop. And that's what we're seeing happen. It's been an amazing change in just the last 2 weeks to what you could do before, to what you can't do now. And this is another example of that. Oh, well, people are getting sick. There's a few thousand people on the planet that have gotten sick. Now we need to know where you are at every moment of the day, even though they could previously get that information relatively easily by, you know, getting a warrant, which is usually rubber stamped by a judge, or calling the NSA because they were just breaking the law to do it anyway. Now they're saying, well, we just want to work with these tech companies so we can have access to this information at all times about everybody.
I liked the question about what would you do as president about the coronavirus. And I'll tell you, the first thing that I would do would be monetary. The monetary system has been robbing us all for more than a century now, since 1913. And so what I would do is first, I would direct the Federal Reserve or the Treasury Department to print out 23 $1 trillion bills and to send those bills to the creditors to whom we owe, in theory, $23 trillion.
I think that Mark Edge has actually talked about an idea like that, but you can't have them print bills. They have to mint coins. You'd have to have them mint trillion-dollar coins.
No. Not minting coins, because that requires real... I mean, are you talking about minting coins just out of aluminum or something?
Whatever. Like, just you'd put 20.
Okay, because I certainly wouldn't want $1 trillion worth of gold to go into these coins.
No. It'd be made out of pot metal. It'd just be a little coin was 23 or $1 trillion.
So that could be fine. It could be paper or it could be coins. But basically, you would send it off to the creditors. And then the second step would be to remove all capital gains from cryptocurrency transactions and from gold and silver transactions so that you could get in and out of those without friction. And thirdly, I would implement a minimum guaranteed income of $1,000 per day.
Okay, and we can go to electnobody.com,
adjusted
right,
to check for in, inflation.
So, electnobody.com?
Right? Electnobody.com.
I've got a story from marketwatch.com. It's financial also, about how the Federal Reserve launches crisis-era commercial paper funding facility. So instead of paying off the creditors or debtors or whatever, they're allowing businesses to take out loans. The government is essentially just giving loans to business. Commercial paper is when a business needs to raise money, so they'll essentially take a loan, and whoever holds the commercial paper is who they have to pay back. So the government is now making it, instead
so
of
wait,
giving it,
who's giving the loans out? The government is? Or the Federal Reserve?
Well, usually there's a market where businesses are rated, like A, AAA, whatever, B, C, where businesses will have bonds or...
Isn't that like Dun and Bradstreet?
Maybe. I'm not too familiar with it. I mostly just know the basics of how it works.
Okay, so what's going on? What's changed here? You're saying, is it the government that's doing it? I'm not clear.
The government is giving interest-free loans to business?
Practically. I'm sure it's very close to zero. Most of the lending rates are actually have gone close to zero. Another story about how crypto lending rates are a little higher than the government lending rates. So if you go on to crypto lending websites, you can essentially leverage your crypto using borrowed crypto, so that's about 3.6, or it jumped from 3.6% annually to 6% annually for Bitcoin interest rates.
Okay, so if the government's just giving out interest-free loans or close to interest-free loans, they're presumably, what, printing the money to do that? Or where's the money coming from?
They would have to be printing it, because if they were borrowing it, then... you know, they wouldn't be doing anything. It would just be money in, money out. So I think they have to be printing it in order for it to have the intended effect. And the problem there is basically that's very close to what I was suggesting, only instead of handing out money to individuals who are the ones who have been harmed here, they're talking about handing out money to businesses, which means that it would benefit one segment of the population, but not the entire population. And, you know, this, to me, I think we should kamikaze the dollar. I think we should destroy its value and make it a non-issue, but I think we should do it by liquidating it, by giving dollars to the people until the dollars just aren't worth anything.
Yeah, so the government, the Federal Reserve, is stepping in to the market for short-term cash, basically, for these businesses, so they're able to essentially act as a backstop by placing buy orders for all of this stuff to give them short-term liquidity.
We're coming up.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field, with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Talking about everything from the coronavirus to the financial calamity that is upon us as a result of the various different government policies that they've crammed down everyone's throats. That's basically putting a ton of people out of work. I think I saw numbers, maybe it was earlier today or yesterday, saying that one out of five Americans are now without jobs. Because if you, for instance, worked in the restaurant business, if you were a server, you don't have a job right now in many states. Now, I don't know how many states have enacted these restrictions. They were just it seemed like they were just popping up all over the place. A lot of folks being told to stay home. They're being furloughed. You're not fired, but we just don't need you right now. That kind of thing. So, yeah, you've still got your job, but you're not logging any hours.
Right.
It's pretty
right.
much jobless. And so it's Ian Stone and nobody in the studio here. If you want to comment, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to say thanks to Robert Meyer, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He is a longtime supporter of this show. Goes all the way back to when the AMP program was only $3 a month. And then a few years after that, we raised it to $5. That's how long of a time he's been amping the show. Robert, thanks for doing that. If you want to amp Free Talk Live, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. And I'm still calling the stations, by the way, you know, in the morning. That's what I do is I call radio stations.
Do you wear a mask?
Nope.
When you call?
I have yet to put on a mask during this whole thing.
Yeah. And if I put on a mask, it'll be a Guy Fawkes mask.
There you go.
It's got a nice hole in it.
Me too, especially if we end up doing a gathering in public somewhere to violate the state's no more than 50 people restrictions. So
if you're in and around New Hampshire and you would be interested in a gathering like that, is there some place we could send people?
It was being discussed to the ForkFest chat room at ForkFest.party. You can click on the chat link there and get into the ForkFest chat. That's where the discussion about it was happening.
Groovy. So we can call it a pre-ForkFest ForkFest?
You could call it a ForkFest pre-party or something like that. Yeah. Sure, yeah, whatever
we
you want to call
it. We can call it Fork You Sununu.
That's a great idea. Yeah. You could do that.
Yes. So nobody can do that.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Robert Meyer, for supporting the AMP program. You can join Robert over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you got $5 a month that you can send our way, we will turn it into more radio stations over time by pitching the show to hundreds more stations and hopefully getting on a few dozen more. We can hit 300. We're on over 200 now. 300's doable. You can help us out, like Robert, over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get some perks. You get some bennies, like access to the AMP discussion.
Perks and bennies?
Yeah.
Good God, that's like a speedball.
For only $5 a month at ampamp.freetalklive.com, PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC. All right, so you were talking about some financial stuff, Stone, and I got to say, yeah. I'm not a finance expert, so any kind of explanation that can be given here to help me understand what this these business loans are?
I've studied economics, but economics is like finance turned inside out. Mm. So I have to translate a lot.
Can you just recap briefly what this news is that you've
got
sharing?
A paragraph here that kind of summarizes it from New York Times today or yesterday. Both were efforts. They're trying to keep the credit flowing to businesses and households.
The government is giving money to businesses, basically.
Well, that's the theory of where the money might be going. Taking a page from its 2008 financial crisis playbook, the Fed said it would backstop the $1.13 trillion market for commercial paper, a key funding source used by companies to cover payroll and day-to-day operations. That market, used by firms like Pfizer, Royal Dominion, and DuPont, has started to come under strain as businesses race to fill up their coffers in the face of quarantines, shuttered shopping centers, and empty restaurants. So basically, a lot of businesses are choosing to hoard dollars in their bank accounts in order to have that instead of whatever they would normally be spending it on. And essentially, they are the market for that type of stuff.
They kind of have to do because, you know, these people are leasing businesses. Or they're leasing real estate, okay? They still have to pay rent just like you still have
Not
to
anymore.
Pay rent.
There was a notice that came out yesterday from the state of New Hampshire. His Excellency, the Governor John Sununu, or Chris Sununu, or whatever his name is, Sununu says that no, you can't now evict anyone for non-payment of rent.
Does that apply to businesses or only people?
Presumably it's everybody. And if somebody doesn't pay the rent during this emergency time frame, you cannot penalize them for it. There can be no fees, associated with that, and they have to be given a reasonable period to pay it back without any kind of penalties. That is a minimum of 6 months once this supposed emergency gets lifted. And if he's doing it, I guarantee you it's happening in other states, because all he's doing is he's taking the wording from the other states that are doing it and signing off on it.
And the thing is, what that's going to do is people think landlords are made of money. They're not. Okay? So they're going to start going bankrupt. Now, they can be somewhat saved if at least their property taxes are being held in abeyance, because
I haven't heard any announcements about that.
I see. That's the thing is he's saying you can't collect or you can't do anything to collect. There are no consequences for not paying, but you still have to pay your property taxes. Well, how are they going to do that? You can't get blood from a stone. I don't think you can. We could test.
I think we're going to see a lot of businesses
we won't bleed you, Stone.
Go bankrupt.
I wouldn't bleed
ultimately
you.
Ultimately, what's going to happen? A lot of businesses are going to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard times. It looks like they're trying to really get to that point where we're going to have a total collapse and society becomes so dependent on government to provide their food every day or whatever. People are going to be at their FEMA camps or whatever.
Well, the good news is, and I think that you're right, there are people who are intending that. We've seen stories out of France, I think, that say they're talking about nationalizing industry. The, I believe, governor of New York or mayor of New York City, one or the other, they're both terrible, they've been saying nationalization should happen. Now,
Spain
I don't know if
has nationalized all the private hospitals.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to see that in the United States. If we do, that's a terrible thing. It's going to make things even worse, even faster. But there is still the possibility that at the very least, for instance, I saw Amazon's hiring 100,000 workers, for instance. So a lot of these people that are out of jobs are going to be able to get jobs in, you know, other areas that are still doing business. But you're right, Stone. They definitely, we're going to see a lot of people out of work, and that's going to result in them demanding benefits from the government.
And the numbers don't add up. That's not going to fix it, because 10% of the workforce, or something like 10% of the workforce, does customer service.
Mm.
So, you know,
and no one is going out to buy things. No one is doing that.
So maybe that's, you know, 15 million people, 30 million people. 100,000 jobs is good, but it doesn't.
Well, all the other grocery stores and these other retailers where there's a lot of activity going on, they are going to be hiring, and they are hiring people. So at least,
although even Price Chopper, which is normally our 24-hour store in town, they're going to start closing from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m.
So the stock
even
prices,
there, their numbers, even though they're extraordinarily busy, my guess is that they feel they can't keep the pipe flowing 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So if they're not able to keep selling 24 hours a day, they should just shut down and cut their expenses as well.
Well, they're going to be stocking. They just don't want customers in the store at that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going to be stocking, but my guess is they're concerned they won't be able to stock fast enough, and that's probably why they're doing
Walmart
this.
Did the same thing.
Yeah.
Walmart put out a notice saying that all of their stores, apparently including the supercenters, which are 24 hours a day, are now 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Well, yes. These large corporations are highly sensitive to stock market changes. So when their shares drop 50%, that means the revenue, the amount of money their shareholders are getting, dropped 50%. They're calling for ways to cut their costs. They're going to be firing a lot of people. I mean, some people didn't want to come into work anyway, or the government's telling people to go home. But when I've worked at large corporations before, and when something happens and their stock price drops dramatically, anyone hired in the last 90 days is automatically gone. They're not going to show up to work the next day. They're going to tell everyone, all the new hires, they don't have any liability to keep them on the books. And then whatever the government allows them to lay off is next. And
these next two weeks are going to be brutal.
These companies, when as a result of their stock, their shareholders, their CEO, all of their financial, the people that run these companies are ruthless. They don't care about, you know, socialism, keeping people employed or whatever.
Yeah, and the bottom line is that's what they get paid to do, is be ruthless. Expecting compassion from a corporation is like expecting compassion from a tractor. It's a machine. It's not a man. And
but that
we
said,
should expect it to behave like a machine.
True. That said, corporations still have the concern for how they look publicly, and so they still want to kind of be seen to be helping in as much ways as they can, whereas the government corporations, they don't care what you think. They're going to do whatever it is they want to do.
They care if you think enough to pick up a gun.
Well, or disobey, because that's another option, and hopefully we're going to see some disobedience, but it's not looking good so far, because people are just doing what they're told. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.